Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me. And God said unto Balaam, Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed, according to Numbers chapter 22 and verse 12. I have been exposed to the world of the blessings from God my Father as a child of the children of Israel, and I am under the blessings of the Lord, for I cannot be brought under a divine curse, for my God will not allow a pagan prophet to curse the children of Israel, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me about the pagan prophets who had intentions to give me greater and finer promises of material gifts, and I not receive the promotion of honor from the pagan prophets, for I was found to be faithful to God. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me that my heart not have greed after money, and the anger of the Lord is not displayed against me, for I do not have the heart of a pagan prophet. I am faithful to God. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me. The Lord opened the eyes of the pagan prophets who came against me, and the angel of the Lord spoke to the pagan prophets who came against me, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way of the pagan prophets who came against me, and the angel of the Lord has rebuked the pagan prophets for me. I thank you that the pagan prophets became rebuked by the angel of the Lord in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God put in my mouth, that shall I speak, according to Numbers chapter 22 and verse 38. I only speak at the direction of the Lord. The Lord gave me His power to speak, and I only learn from the Lord my God. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me. The real, secret, hidden intentions of pagan prophets is revealed to me by the Holy Spirit of God, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, I decree, I see the reality, and I know the reality of the living God in my life, and I do not trafficking, and I do not mixing with idolatrous gods. I speak only what God puts in my mouth, and the power of the word of the Lord came to me, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, on this day and in this hour, how shall I curse whom God have not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defiled? For from the top of the rocks I see Him, and from the hills I behold Him. The people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, according to Numbers chapter 23, verse 8 through 10. The pagan prophet has no power to attack my blessings. God does not look on His people with an evil eye or with an hostile glance. I am invincible from outside attacks because the Lord is in my midst, and whatever comes to me is of the work of God. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, saying, God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or has He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it, according to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 and 20. The curses of Balaam and the curses of Balak became the instrument of the destruction of its own enemies, and all Israel's foes became brought down to destruction. For all and every prophet that has not faith in God, and all and every prophet that is not in the family of God the Father, is cursed with the curse upon their own head. Let the pagan prophets be cursed. I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me. He went not to seek for enchantments, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he have said which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of Linalos, which the Lord had planted, as the cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. According to Numbers chapter 24, verse 1 through 9, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be.